the dispersant correction now.
In response to the ongoing oil drilling disaster in the Gulf, at noon on Tuesday, June 15th, citizens, shrimpers, and representatives gathered at the Capitol steps of Louisiana's legislature to call for an end to the spread of the dispersant Corexit and for full enforcement of OSHA regulations for oil cleanup workers, including full protective gear. Speakers at the gathering included George Barisich, president of the United Commercial Fishermen's Association, Mary Lee Orr, executive director of the Louisiana Environmental Action Network, John Labruzzo, Louisiana State Representative, District 81, C.J. Troxler, co-founder of the Southeast Louisiana Shrimp Alliance, Roger Ivins, Hazardous Waste Operations and Emergency Response Trainer, and Christian Roseland, author and environmental researcher for Murdered Gulf. Over a million gallons of the dispersant Corexit, types 9527 and 9500, have been applied both a mile underwater at the gushing wellhead, as well as from overhead through aerial sprays over the coastal parishes. WTUL New Orleans was there to record the concerns of citizens directly affected by the aerial spraying of chemical dispersant. Christian Roseland.
Full enforcement of OSHA health and safety regulations for all cleanup workers. We want to see every cleanup worker with a respirator.
Yes.
I'm lucky enough to find out that I'm expecting a child as of a few months ago, and then this oil spill hits, and I immediately started looking around to see what could potentially endanger my unborn son. And I looked around and I found some information. A journalist on Grist magazine identified that BP was using the dispersant Corexit 9527, which contains 30-60% of the chemical 2-butoxyethanol. That's a chemical known to the National Institute of Health to have a strong chance of causing birth defects, testicular damage, and reproductive harm in animals. Well, folks, we're animals.
C.J. Troxler.
More than a million gallons of poison has been put in our Gulf of Mexico. I feel like a lab rat.
In addition, a representative of Clint Guidry, a member of Louisiana's Shrimp Task Force, was on hand to read an earlier statement made before the United States Congress.
When some individuals brought their own respirators, their own, they were told by BP representatives on site that if they wore the respirators, they would be released from the job. This administration needs to treat BP like what they really are, liars and killers, and take control of this monumental disaster.
Yeah!
It is past time for our elected officials, departments, and agencies to abandon the influence of big oil's big money and do what they were elected and appointed to do. Represent and protect we the people who voted them into office.
Roger Ivins, Hazardous Waste Operations and Emergency Response Trainer.
Because what they say that this dispersant is doing, now it's not fact yet, but I want you all to research this, is that what it does is that it erases the signature of that oil. So that, and that's the reason why they're using this, so that they're not liable if it ends up in Cuba or the Florida Keys or the Bahamas.
Mary Lee Orr.
Lisa Jackson did ask them to quit using the Corexit or to cut back drastically, and guess what? No. Didn't listen, so who's in charge here?
George Barisich.
And we were told if the fisherman wore a respirator, he lost his job. Sir,
Yes, sir.
So the problem is, you got this poor guy who lost everything. Can't make a living. Now he gets paid fairly well when he works for BP, but then he's putting his life, his health, against economics. So the man's going to take care of his family. So he's going to hurt.
Each speaker described concerns of their communities, and all described BP's corporate malfeasance and the inaction of the federal government to stand behind the Environmental Protection Agency's May 20th demand, nearly a month ago, that BP use a dispersant both more suitable to Louisiana sweet crude and less toxic to Louisiana residents and the fisheries that sustain them, economically and culturally. Demands were made to supply all cleanup workers, who are ostensibly under the direction of the federal government, with OSHA-appropriate respirators. These respirators, which cleanup workers have been forbidden to use, would protect workers while on the water and on the land from volatilizing oil byproducts such as benzene, as well as the dispersant chemicals, which are applied haphazardly from the air rather than at the surface of the water where they are needed. Recently, there have been additional concerns from University of Alaska biologist and Valdez veteran Rick Steiner. Steiner states that there may not be a need for the deep water application of any dispersant, because the force of the gusher itself emulsifies the oil spewing into deep water plumes. Deep water oil may already be in the form of tiny droplets, which are the end product of the dispersant's application, but the data are not available. This deep water application has no precedent, and has also already been halted once by EPA from May 7th to May 10th because of the unknown marine ecological effects of these additional toxins. A National Academy of Sciences report found that dispersants remained resident in shellfish and in microorganisms at the bottom of the Gulf. Whatever the uncertainty of health and environmental effects, what is known is that Louisiana residents will be facing them for years, if not decades. This is Scott Eustace, clearing the air for WTUL New Orleans 91.5 FM and online at WTUL.FM.
We're going to clap 11 times. One for each person who paid the ultimate price for these people's quest for money. Y'all ready?
Yeah. Ready, George.